Good morning. Today's scripture reading is Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 to 15. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. So the son of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, "Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way? Bring us out of Egypt. It is not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, 'Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians.' For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you kept silent." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward."
じゃあの出エジプト記14章10節から15節を日本語でお読みします。パルは近づいていった。それでイスラエル人が目を上げてみると、なんとエジプト人が彼らの後に追っているではないか。イスラエル人は非常に恐れて主に向かって叫んだ。そしてモーセに言った。エジプトには墓がないので、あなたは私たちを連れてきてこの荒野で死なせるのですか。私たちをエジプトから連れ出したりして、一体何ということを私たちにしてくれたのです。私たちがエジプトであなたに言ったことはこうではありませんでしたか。私たちのことは構わないで、私たちをエジプトに仕えさせてください。事実エジプトに仕える方がこの荒野で死ぬよりも私たちには良かったのです。それでモーセは民に言った。恐れてはいけない。しっかり立って、今日あなた方のために行われる主の救いを見なさい。あなた方は今日見るエジプト人をもはや永久に見ることはできない。主があなた方のために戦われる。あなた方は黙っていなければならない。主はモーセに仰せられた。なぜあなたは私に向かって叫ぶのか。イスラエル人に前進するように言え。以上です。
おはようございます。It's good to be with you here again. My name is Roland Hazama from the Crossway Church, and I'm just very honored to bring God's word to you this morning. Before I begin, let me just pray for us. In English. Father God, just thank you so much for your grace in our lives. We thank you for the blessing of being your sons and your daughters. Father, thank you that we can come before you as our Father and worship you and the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word. We pray that you would be glorified through what is said here. Lord, I thank you so much for your people, your flock, your precious sons and daughters here at JCCT. And just pray, God, that you would encourage each one of them. Pray that each one could hear your voice today. We thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today's message is called Trusting God as the Church Family. And you know, when is it hardest to trust God? It's usually when we're facing a difficulty or we're suffering. And all of us suffer in some way, whether it's the pain of losing a loved one, a difficulty in a relationship, or maybe a financial challenge. We ask many questions at those times. You know, why is God allowing this to happen? When will it be over? How will I get through it? You know, when there's a disappointment, when we feel backed into a corner, how do we know? Do we know that we can cry out and trust God? You know, it's in our difficulties that God shows us His power and His faithfulness. Today's message is about God showing His power and faithfulness to His people, Israel, a fearful and rebellious people. The picture of God's people in the Old Testament is often not very good. Sometimes it's even shameful. Does anyone here like their picture on their driver's license? You know, most of us don't, yet we accept that it's me, you know, whether we like it or not. Seeing Israel's many weaknesses and failures is like looking at our DMV picture. We might not look like Israel physically, but we certainly are like them spiritually. We get scared when we face a difficult challenge. We sometimes grumble and get angry at God. And although God is good to us, we have a hard time trusting Him, especially in our difficulties. But more than being about our failure as humans, the Bible is about a powerful, gracious, and faithful God. Amen. When we are suffering or fearful, that is when God shows us His power and faithfulness. So the three points of this message are: number one, difficulties serve God's purposes; number two, our response to difficulties; and number three, God's faithfulness in our difficulties. Okay, number one, difficulties serve God's purposes. At this point in Israel's story, God through Moses has set His people free from Egypt's Pharaoh. He had held them captive, enslaved for 400 years. However, while they were heading off for their freedom, Pharaoh changes his mind and he sends his army to recapture them. You know, the Israelites were on foot, and Pharaoh came at them with an army of horses, chariots, and weapons, and they were chased until there was no place to go. Behind them, Pharaoh was approaching. On either side of them was wilderness, and in front of them was the Red Sea. So you can get this picture of them being surrounded with nowhere to go. Where were they to run? And why would God lead them into what seemed to be a very hopeless predicament?
イスラエルの物語のこの時点では神様は400年間エジプトのファローに奴隷として仕えていた民をモーセを通して解放します。しかしやっと自由に向かって進み始めた途端ファローの気が変わってまた民を捕らえようと軍隊を送ります。ヘブル人は徒歩でしたけれどもファローはたくさんの馬と戦車と武器を持って追ってきました。そしてもう先へ進めないところまで追い詰められて後ろからはファローの軍隊が迫ってきます。両側はアラノに囲まれて目の前には紅海ですね、レッドスイバー、赤い海、ベニの海とありますが紅海が広がっています。どこに逃げたらよいのでしょう。なぜ神様はこんな絶望的な窮地とも思える状況に追い込まれるのでしょうか。
Have you ever feltchased by something so powerful you thought it would destroy you? Maybe a difficult situation at work or school, maybe a relationship that seemed so damaged that it was beyond repair, maybe a loved one who is facing a difficult or painful crisis and you feel powerless to help. You feel the intense pressure of these things crushing you, chasing after you.
自分が叩きのめされてしまうのではないかと思うほど追い詰められたことはありますか。もしかしたら仕事や学校で大変な状況にあったかもしれません。あるいは人間関係がズタズタになって修復不可能だと思ったかもしれません。あるいは愛する人があまりにも辛い危機にあったときに何もしてあげられなくて無力に感じたかもしれません。このようなことがものすごいプレッシャーになって押しつぶされてどうしようもなくなってしまったことがあるかもしれません。
And isn't it at these difficult times where we ask that question, why did God allow this to happen? You know, one of the blessings of having the Bible is we see how things turn out. We see how God was faithful to deliver his people out of the situation that they were in. We can see how God created a difficult circumstance so that they could show his power and grace.And how did he create that difficulty?
困難な状況にあるとき、私たちは、なぜ神様は私の人生にこんなことをなさるんだろうと疑問に思います。聖書があることの恵みの一つとして、状況がどのように変わっていくかを見ることができるということが見えます。神の民を危機から救ってくださった真実な神様の姿を見ることができます。神様がその恵みと力を示すために困難の状況を作られたということがわかります。では神様はどうやってそういう状況を作られるのでしょうか。
How did God create that difficulty? Well, he led his people to the shoreline of the Red Sea. You know, if their destination out of Egypt was the promised land of Canaan,God could have easily taken Israel on a different route. You know, scholars say that if they had taken the shortest route from Egypt to Canaan, they could have reached Canaan in 2 weeks, even on foot. Instead, it took 40 years, and they also could have avoided the Egyptians altogether.
神様は民を紅海の岸辺まで連れて行きました。もし彼らの目的地が約束の地カナンだったのであれば、神様は簡単に別のルートで民を導けたはずです。学者たちによれば、もしエジプトからカナンの地まで最短ルートで行けば、2週間ほどで着けると言われています。それが40年かかったのです。さらにエジプト人が来るのも避けられたはずです。
If you know the story, there were many lessons that God wanted to teach his people while in the desert for those 40 years. And God is telling us here that he doesn't always use efficiency to accomplish his purposes. You know, this can be hard for us to understand because we're so goal-oriented. We set a logical course of action to get from point A to point B. And if we stick to that plan, we figure we'll be able to accomplish that goal. You know, if we study hard in college, we'll get good grades, we'll get a degree, and if we get a degree, we'll get a good paying job, and we have a good job, then we'll live a comfortable life. You know, God doesn't necessarily work in this linear way from point A to point B. He might take us from point A to point T, then back to point J, then back to forward to point Z, then before finally getting us to point B. Now, this doesn't mean that we're supposed to live life without a plan. You know, God himself, for example, had definite plans in how salvation through Christ would be revealed to the world. However, sometimes it seems like God is illogical. Sometimes he uses what seems to be a losing strategy. You know, having Christ die on the cross was perceived as a losing strategy. Yet the death and resurrection of Christ is what provides the ultimate victory. Sin no longer needs to be a barrier to a life that we have with our Heavenly Father.
だからといって計画性のない人生を過ごしなさいと言っているのではありません。神様にはキリストを通して救いが表される明確な計画がありました。時によって神様は不合理だと思われることをされます。時には負けてしまうような戦略を使われることもあります。キリストが十字架で死なれたのも敗北のように見えました。しかしキリストの死と復活は私たちに最終的な勝利を与えてくださいます。父なる神と共にある私たちの人生をもはや罪が遮ることはできません。
Point number two, our response to difficulty. You know, Israel was cornered at the Red Sea, and so what did they do? Instead of trusting God and crying out to them, they were afraid. Verse 10 says they feared greatly. And I think it's easy for us to understand their emotion. You know, what came to mind when I was talking earlier about the difficulties in your life, you know, financial, relational, etc. You know, whenever we face new or intimidating or frightening circumstances, fear is a natural reaction.
次、困難に対する私たちの応答。話を元に戻しますけれども、イスラエルの民は航海の手前まで追い詰められました。人々はどうしたでしょうか。助けてもらうように神に信頼するのではなく、彼らは恐れました。十節には非常に恐れてと書いてあります。彼らの気持ちは容易に理解できます。先ほど人生の中でいろいろな困難な状況について話したとき、皆さんどんなことが頭をよぎりましたか。初めて経験することやまた迫り来るような恐ろしい状況、そんな時に恐れを感じるのはごく自然な反応です。
Fear was one reaction, but their fear and certainty at the sight of the Egyptian army led them to another action, and that was complaining. In verses 11 and 12, Israel criticizes their spiritual leader, Moses. They were complaining about him leading them into this predicament. You know, they had forgotten all the good and miraculous things that God had done for them, like the 10 plagues that finally got Pharaoh to set them free. They were now even longing for their old lives as slaves in Egypt, where they thought things were better. I'm sure we all see ourselves again in Israel's fear and complaining. You know, we too question God. No matter how many times he's shown himself faithful in the past, in our present difficulties, we forget that he's the same God that he's always been.
このイスラエルの恐れと不満の中に私たち自身を見ることができると思います。私たちもすぐ神様に疑問を投げかけます。今までにどんなに神様が真実さを表してくださっていたにもかかわらず、今目の前にしている困難の中でその同じ神様だということを忘れてしまうのです。
When the pressure was on, Israel wanted to go back to their old lifeThey thought things would have been better had they never followed Moses. They forgot how miserable their lives as slaves had been. And again, we're like that, aren't we? When the pressure's on us, instead of trusting God, we want to go back to our old ways of dealing with things. We want to depend on ourselves. Sometimes we even think life was better before we followed Christ. We think the old ways of dealing with our stresses, be it anger, sinful behavior, and so on,are better than trusting God.
困難に直面したとき、イスラエルの民は昔の生活に戻りたいと言いました。モーセについてこない方が良かったと思いました。奴隷の生活がどんなに惨めだったか忘れてしまったのです。私たちもそんなことがありませんか？困難な状況にあると神様を信頼するよりも、以前の対処の方法に戻りたくなってしまうのです。自分を頼りにしたいと思ってしまうのです。キリストに従う前の生活の方が良かったと思ってしまうのです。ストレスや怒り、罪深い行いなどに対して神様に信頼するよりも昔の方がうまく処理できていたと思ってしまうのです。
Third point and last point. God's faithfulness in our difficulties. It seemed like a hopeless situation at the Red Sea.But God had his people exactly where he wanted them. And although they were complaining, Moses knew what they really needed was assurance of God's presence and his work. So he tells them, fear not.
最後のポイント。困難の中での神の真実。航海の前では絶望的な状況に見えました。しかし神様はご自分の民を最善のある場所に置いたのです。文句を言いながらも彼らが本当に欲しかったのは神の御臨在と御業の確信だということをモーセは知っていました。そして彼は恐れてはいけないと告げるのです。
He says fear not, and in the Hebrew language this is a command. He was commanding them not to be afraid. They didn't have to be afraidBecause as Moses goes on to say, the Lord will fight for you.
恐れてはいけない。ヘブル語ではこれは命令です。彼は恐れるなと命じます。主があなたのために戦われる。だから恐れる必要はないとモーセは言うのです。
We didn't read it today, but the story continues, and God did do something very miraculous at the Red Sea, and if you ever saw the Ten Commandments, you know exactly.And hopefully you've read it in the Bible before. But God caused the Red Sea to part and created a passageway of escape. And after Israel was safely on the other side, the waters receded and the Egyptian pursuers, the Egyptian army, perished and were drowned. And God's people were in awe of the display of God's power.
今日は読みませんでしたが、 この物語ご存知の方も多いと思いますけれども、神様は航海で奇跡的な技を行われます。海を分けて民の逃げ道を作られます。そして向こう岸に安全に渡ることができると、水が戻って追ってはみんな水に飲まれて死んでしまいます。民は神の力を目の当たりにして恐れおののきます。
Maybe a question to ask ourselves as the family of God here. You know, it's easy to hear today's story and apply it to ourselves, to our own personal individual situations. And we can relate to the Red Sea difficulties in our personal lives. But what Red Sea situations has God set up for JCCT as a church family? I know in recent years, God has called some of your key members to serve Him elsewhere. And of course, as with many churches, financial concerns are a challenge for your ministry as well.
でも JCCT にとっての後悔は何でしょうか。ここ数年の間、主要メンバーが他の地で使えることになったり、他の地に導かれたり、またどの教会も、チャレンジがあるように経済的な問題もあります。
You know, we should view those challenges and difficulties as opportunities to grow in our trust in the Lord.He will show you His power, love, and faithfulness. You know, when Pastor Aki told me some months ago that you would have to find a new place to worship, and I really was concerned and wondered, how is God going to provide? Because I know you were getting a good deal over there at the Pima place. What a blessing it is to see how God has provided for your church family, to be able to worship in a true house of worship. It's a wonderful thing to see.
これらのチャレンジすべては主に信頼しながら成長していく良い機会だと捉えることができます。主は力と愛と真実さを示してくださいます。数ヶ月前、秋牧師から新しい礼拝場所を探しているんだと聞いたとき、私は神様はどのように備えてくださるのかと思いました。この新しい場所で
When Israel faced that hopeless situation at the Red Sea, God provided a deliverer, and that was Moses. And Moses is a picture of God's ultimate deliverer, and that's Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 3, 1 and 2, it says, Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.Who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was also faithful in all God's house.
最後に福音の真実さということですが、イスラエルの民が後悔で絶望的な状況にあったとき、神様は解放者モーセを立ててくださいました。モーセは神様の究極的な救い主、イエス・キリストの写しとなりました。ヘブル3章1節2節ではこう書いてあります。そういうわけですから、天の召しに預かっている聖なる兄弟たち、私たちの告白する信仰の人であり大祭司であるイエスのことを考えなさい。モーセが神の家全体のために忠実であったのと同様に、イエスはご自分を立てた方に対して忠実なのです。
Moses delivered his people from Egyptian captivity. Our Lord Jesus delivers us from the captivity and condemnation of sin. He did that by dying on the cross, making it possible for us to be forgiven by our Heavenly Father. For all the repeated sin and for the sinful nature of all humanity, Jesus died on the cross. He set in motion the ability for all of us through the power of the Holy Spirit.To live lives that increasingly reflect a godly faithfulness to Him who has been so faithful to us.
モーセは 神をエジプトの囚われの身から解放しました。イエス様は私たちの罪の束縛と戒めから解放してくださいます。イエス様は十字架の上で死なれることによって私たちが許されるようにしてくださいました。人間が持つ罪深い性質、また繰り返される罪のためイエス様は十字架にかかってくださいました。そして私たちがイエス様に対する忠実さを常に表していく、そのような生き方ができるように聖霊の力によってそれを可能にしてくださいました。
Amen. Tamayo will close us in prayer in Japanese and then I'll follow that with a closing prayer in English.
朝で一言日本語でもお話しさせていただきます。朝での神様、今日はローランド先生を通してあなたからメッセージをいただきました。エジプトの民が何度も罪を犯し、あなたを信頼することができず、誠実であったのにもかかわらず、神様は常に真実であられ、いつも救いの道を示してくださいました。神様が、すみません、イスラエルの民がモーセにいつも文句を言うように、私たちも神様に対して不平不満を投げかけてしまいます。それでも神様は必ず最終目的地へ連れて行ってくださいます。そのことを信じていつも歩んでいくことができますよ。今日のメッセージを感謝いたします。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your faithfulness to your people. And we're reminded, Lord, as we read of Israel, that we very much see a picture of ourselves, and that we, when we face difficult situations, when we feel backed into a corner, that we get scared, Lord. And we sometimes grumble and complain. We thank you, Father, that in spite of how we are towards you, you are so faithful towards us. And by your grace, you continue to deliver us and bring comfort to us, Lord, when we are going through difficult and sorrowful and challenging times. Father, I pray that you would remind all of us, God, of the great and powerful and gracious and faithful God that you are. Thank you, Father, that you know each of your children here in this place of worship. You know what they face in their lives. You know what uncertainties and difficulties that are before them, Lord. You know that they are standing at the shore of the Red Sea, not knowing exactly what to do. But we pray, Father, for each of us that we would just learn to trust that you will be faithful, that in your way and in your time, you will deliver us, and you will clear whatever paths need to be cleared for us to walk safely to the other side. Thank you, Father. Just pray for your continued grace upon each of your sons and daughters here. We thank you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.